Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of The Way That I Love You podcast. I am your host, Will Music.
And I'm your host, Sharana.
And we are always excited and delighted to be with our family in podcast land.
That's right, my love.
That's right. Welcome to the Eagles Den, y'all.
Yes, right.
Go birds. Now, and if this is your first time tuning in, I just want to let y'all know that we are a hot, and I mean smoking hot, sexy marriage podcast. And we talk about our marriage, life's ups and downs, and how we navigate through it from our perspective.
Yes, my love. And I'm going to look into your eyes while I say this. Like you said, we talk about our marriage and how we navigate through it. We encourage each and every last one of you to take the tools that we putting down, twist it, turn it, whatever way you got to do in your marriage, because we understand that marriage is different for everyone. We get these tools from other individuals as well. We learn from one another along the way. Now listen, my love, if you can't use the tools, if it just don't work for you, that's okay. Put it in your back pocket and give it to somebody else.
Oh yeah. That's right, y'all. Put it in your back pocket and give it to somebody else. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, we are excited in this new year, and we love to give our shout outs to our local listeners and our global listeners.
That's right.
We are extremely
everybody
ready.
On the streets. Yes, right.
Everybody on the streets.
They know who they are. They are.
North America.
South America.
Africa.
Asia.
Europe. And Oceania, baby.
We see you out there. Yeah. We love each and every last one of you that stream in from wherever you podcast, whether it's YouTube, social media, or even any of the streaming platforms like Apple, Spotify. You know, we thank you all for tuning in to The Way That I Love You podcast and sharing it with your friends. And right now, if you're on YouTube, you go right ahead and share that. Push that subscribe button. Hit that button, baby. And let everybody know that you are a follower of The Way That I Love You podcast.
Yes, definitely. All that good stuff, my wife said. But like I said, I'm excited.
I'm excited about this new year. It has already turned up.
Yes.
And came in.
Yes.
You know.
It came in
like the traffic.
So right now we're at the Eagles Den in our special location where we like to broadcast from time to time. And it's a lot of traffic, which is appropriate for this episode this week. So we had a lot of fun on our Facebook page. Thank you all, Facebook family, and those who are engaged on our social media platforms. Of the question of, first of all, we were saying hunk for peace.
That's right.
Should I tell them what episode and season this is?
We are. Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to put it down.
All right. Put it down so I can pull it up.
Yes, right.
So this is season 6, episode 3, Hunk for Peace. Who's the backseat driver in your relationship?
Before we get in, I want to give a special shout out to, because we went on. So we want to give a special shout out to all of you that tune in.
Yes.
Because the numbers that we have, we are in the top 50 percentile.
Yes.
Of podcasting. It's been a year, y'all. It's only been a year. I'm going to say it's only been a year because that's a short amount of time in podcasting that our numbers have grown. And what was the top numbers that we had for all the listeners out there? We want to thank you because this is really important.
So some of the major cities that was huge in our recap this year was the biggest, I would say, listening base right now.
Right.
It's in Los Angeles, California.
Thank
you. So shout out to y'all because California
knows how to party.
California knows how to party. In the city of LA. But we also want to give shout outs to some of those major cities was like Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Floridians out there. Chicago, Illinois.
That's right.
Dallas, baby. Texas.
That's right.
And can't forget our hometown, Philly, Philly.
We love you.
We love y'all.
And all of the different countries. I mean, you know, we thank y'all because it was Kenya was rising up.
Yeah, Africa, big up.
Yes.
Yeah, all the countries.
All the countries.
And it's like, we're currently in 99 countries, y'all.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
We're streaming in 99 countries.
Yes.
And this is one.
So we just thank you, and we want you to enjoy this episode, which is season 6, episode 3, Hunk for Peace. So before we get into the episode, I just want to throw out, because we are about to come up on in June.
Yes, we are.
June 16th, y'all, put this on your calendar. June 16th through the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
The Diamonds and Pearls Retreat is back.
Yes, it is.
The Diamonds and Pearls Retreat is back, and we're doing Caribbean style.
Oh, yeah.
And this year is being brought to you by the Kings and Queens of Hearts.
Yes.
So if you all see that, you'll see the Kings and Queens of Hearts presents to you the Diamonds and Pearls Retreat, hosted by The Way That I Love You, your host from The Way That I Love You podcast, Will and Sharana.
Yes, we will be in the building hosting the Diamonds and Pearls Retreat, similar to how we host last year.
Right, but this year is going under the Kings and Queens of Hearts. And we'll tell you a little bit about the Kings and Queens of Hearts, you know, on next episode. So, you know, if you're interested in becoming a heart, you know, a queen of hearts or a king of hearts,
yes,
you know, we'll tell you how you can do that.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
I'm excited.
Super excited.
So where can they find the information for the Diamonds and Pearls Retreat, babe?
Well, you can definitely go to thewaythatiloveyou.live. Soon as you hit the website, you will see a pop-up that says the Diamonds and Pearls Retreat, and it'll have the June date, June 16th through the 18th, 2023, and a big red button that says register here. So when you click on that button, it'll take you to the Diamonds and Pearls page, where you can there read the instructions on how to further book your retreat if you want to read through that. But at the bottom of the page, it'll actually have where you can book the retreat tickets for the retreat itself, the dinner.
Add the dinner. Don't forget to add that dinner onto your
retreat. Don't forget to add the dinner, because that's where the fun really happens, for the formal banquet. But and then below that will be the button to book your room. So,
which will be separate from...
Yes. So this year, that is a separate booking that will take you directly to the Marriott's page, the Marriott's website, where you can lock in your room. And please do it as soon as now. Not as possible, but as soon as now.
As soon as now.
Because there's limited space, and the talk on the street is that everybody is trying to get to this Diamonds and Pearls Retreat.
Everyone trying to get to this Diamonds and Pearls Retreat, because they had such a great time last year. And they went back into all their friends. Like, you all supposed to go. Don't tell your friends.
Yeah, we had a ball. It was an amazing experience. A lot of resources. A lot of pouring into one another, a lot of intimacy for the couples that had in the downtime, the rave about the downtime that we had to just be with one another, love on one another, and experience the atmosphere. It's just it was just a great fun time. So definitely register now. Again, waythatiloveyou.live. The pop-up will pop up first, but if you happen to click out of that, there's a register now button on the home page as well, and it'll take you through the process. And feel free to hit us up on the Less Chat if you had any questions or concerns in regard to booking.
So on the, we talk about booking, we talking about booking your retreat.
Uh-huh.
But let's talk about the drive to the retreat.
Oh yeah.
Because this episode is season 6, episode 3, Hunk for Jesus. And if Hunk for Peace, I'm sorry. We were watching Hunk for Jesus, which was hilarious. Yes. And I'm like, well, babe, you know what? I want a Hunk for Peace, because when we were driving the other day, you know, your foot was on the pedal with my foot. And you were braking with me and turning, you know. And I was like, babe, I got this. So this episode is season 6, episode 3, Hunk for Peace. Who's the backseat driver in your relationship? And right off the back on our social media page, you said me.
I definitely said you.
Why?
I said right off the back, Sharana.
Why would you choose me? Why would you say that I was the backseat driver?
For the reason that when we take our road trips and I'm driving, you're like, babe, slow down. Babe, we're going to get a ticket. Babe, do this, do that. Babe, ba ba ba, boom, boom, boom.
But that's not backseat driving. I'm not saying, hey, I'm saying, because when we're on the road, sometimes you can go, your foot is heavy when you get on the pedal a little bit.
Look, I mean, that may be true. I'm not sure. That's just the way I handle my business behind the wheel. But also, like, even on local stuff, when we go into the market and stuff, you're like, you're like, oh, you're not going to turn down here? You try to make it seem like, oh, this is the way you go?
Like, right, I'm
trying to imply I need to turn down here without really saying it, because you know you're a backseat driver.
Well, that's me implying. I don't say, hey, turn in here. Okay, so when you put that
in your mind, you're like, turn here. Oh, he done missed his turn.
No,
I feel your vibes.
No,
I feel
all right, so you vibes. Automatically just put that on me. You go, you write on a social media, on Facebook, you write, all right, already right off the bat, already right off the bat is Sharana. So I clap back, you know, and I'm like, you know,
she clapped back.
And I tagged you in this. I said, just the other day, Willie McFadden Jr.
Ooh.
You were like, babe, do you see that car turning? And I'm like looking at you and I'm like, yep, I see it, babe. And I'm thinking to myself, man, just sit back and enjoy this ride.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so we got so many others. I mean, people were throwing their spouses under the bus with this question. So many people. One, Ivy says, yep, my husband. Sharon says, yep, him. And then the only person, only man that I seen that stepped up was Aaron. When Missy said, yeah, Aaron says it's him. Way you take it for the team, for the men, Aaron.
Yeah.
Because y'all men be backseat driving as well.
Yeah. Big ups to Aaron. I love him.
Daryl says, it depends on the time of the day.
And I love Daryl for saying that, because that's facts. That's very true. I think we both.
Yes. I think we backseat drive a little bit on each other. Mm-hmm. But mine is more of a.
Is backseat driving.
No. Mine is more of advising.
No.
I'm advising
yours,
you, baby.
Yours is more of mind games. Jedi magic or Jedi mind trick.
Well, I do use that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, babe, you think. I use words like, babe, you know, these are tools that I'm using. Babe, you think?
Babe, you think you should have turned down there?
You hear the word think? I'm using a tool.
Oh, I thought you were going to turn down that way, because that'll get you to such and such very quicker. Yeah. Who's driving? Speaking of who's driving, you know me, I like to look stuff up.
Okay.
So with the comments that was on the Facebook page, I was just like, you know what, let me just go check this out and see what it says, because it was hilarious. So I went to Google and looked up backseat driver. So I said, you know, okay, what is a backseat driver? And it was just like,
backseat driver,
a passenger in a car who gives the driver unwanted advice.
You the passenger, I'm the driver.
Unwanted advice.
Babe, you see that? You see?
Unwanted advice. So when you say, you think you should have went, I don't recall asking where I think I should have turned down. But the funny part, it's a part two to this definition.
Okay.
It says, a person.
You. Don't point at me.
A person who is eager to advise without responsibility.
Well, sometimes you got to be eager to advise you to slow down. And I can say this. No. And, you know, Kenya thought the same thing, because she put up a picture of how she be in the car with Craig and she's holding on for dear life. And I remember our children used to be like, yo, pops to be having us all over the place. And we like moving.
She bringing the kids in.
That's right. I'm bringing the kids. So that's like, I have to, even though it may not be wanted, or what was the second part of the question? It was
eager.
Eager. I'm eagerly giving you
watch how she spin
on
it.
How to save our life.
You need to do a masterclass on how to spin it.
Do you think so?
You think
I can teach a class on how to get your husband to slow down in the car?
Yep.
Oh.
Masterclass webinar coming soon, 2023.
What's your thoughts on that, babe?
There it is. That was it. You see that? I was getting ready to answer, but I'll let you proceed.
But I want to know your thoughts. I know that you want to keep me safe.
I do.
And how would you do that?
Using the Jedi mind trick that you're using. That's a tool, everyone. It works. It'll keep you happy. Your marriage will flourish.
So again, given unexplicit, what did it say? Unwhat?
So it says a passenger in a car who gives the driver unwanted advice. Unwanted.
So
advice.
Anything your wife tells you, it shouldn't be unwanted. You should be really with your ears perked up, ready to hear what she has to say, because you know God says that your wife is wise.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a man who findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
Yeah, you go. Why you gotta say it like that? Why you like you? You look like you about to say something else with it.
Oh no, I'm just, you know, saying that's very true.
Yes.
Like, even though we joke about it, there's some levels of deepness in it.
So when it comes to that part, because I'm saving our life.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to you telling me, do you see that? Do you see this? Do you see that? Slow down. Do I make you nervous when I'm driving?
Yes, you do, baby. Sometimes I have anxiety.
You do? I do too.
Yeah.
So is it a trust issue?
I mean, that's.
Do I trust? Are you trusting me to steer the wheel? Or are you not trusting me to steer the wheel? The world. The wheel sometimes, and am I not trusting you sometimes?
That's what it boils down to.
To get us there safely?
That's what it boils down to. But it's like, where does that come from, though?
Well, I've never been in a car accident. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Same.
I've never had a ticket. Knock on wood.
I have had tickets.
What, speeding tickets, right?
No. Parking violations. Little inside for the inside, y'all. Laugh with us. Love with us.
Well,
your marriage and relationship coaches.
Listen, I trust you when it comes to our marriage, right? Mm-hmm. To get us, you know, and I don't think any advice that we give in our marriage is unwanted.
Right.
You know, it's all something that's meat for our spirits and meat for our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it could be possible that we can trust each other in one area, but it's in another area, we are a little uncomfortable in trusting. And I think that's something we have to think about for ourselves.
Yeah.
I think it's more of an action thing, you know, or how that person makes you feel. Because sometimes when we're driving, I have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with me not trusting you as an individual. But maybe it's everything trusting you in that environment.
And you can say trust in me in that environment, but it also, I look at it as well as something with inside myself. Like, why am I getting this anxiety from you driving? What inside me is being triggered that's giving me that anxiety?
Mm-hmm.
So part of it may well be you driving and me, like, because when... And you probably do the same thing, but just to give an example, I would look at the road and I would look at what's happening on the sidewalk, what's happening 10 cars in front. And I'm like, all right, I can see this as being a potential thing. I'm almost like a defensive or preventive driver.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know if you see what I see.
Do you think that it's because we're like, so when I'm seeing the same thing when you're driving, and do you think because you're not the person up close and personal in it, you have a moment to sit back to evaluate the situation that you and your loved one is in?
Mm-hmm.
So your eyes are a little bit more clearer. So we should be like taking advice from each other when we're not in the driving seat.
Right.
Because the person that's on the side, because we're doing it to each other, right?
Yes.
So the person that's on the side, they have your best interest at heart. at hand, rather, can see other things around you.
Right.
When you're in something, a lot of times we can't see what's going on.
Right.
And so that's the part that we are really taking our spouse's advice to let them guide. It's like if I'm blindfolded, mm-hmm. I'm in the passenger seat, I'm looking all around, and I feel to myself I'm aware of what's going on. But if you're beside me, you have a different view mm-hmm. on it. And so instead of me getting upset, like, babe, I see it, right. You know, because I can get upset about, like, why is he telling me this? Do he not trust me?
Right.
You know, maybe I need to sit back and say, he's seeing something that I'm not seeing.
Right.
So when I'm telling you to slow down, you know, I'm looking at it from a different point of view.
Yeah.
And I'm being right, but I'm also being real, y'all.
It's almost like how you see them TV shows and they have a premonition, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And you can see something potentially happen that you want to alert both parties.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's basically like, and that's all love. Like mm-hmm. how we're saying, it's all love. Because you want to be on the same page with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be on the same page when you're on a road in life. You want to be on the same page navigating and journeying together. So to make sure whatever you may have missed or may have attention to, that, hey, this is a concern of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For us.
I can see that. I can see the reason why. Because I'm like, why do we backseat drive?
Mm-hmm.
What does that do? We're not in control. And like you said, the illustration says the person that's not in control.
Right.
Doesn't have
the responsibility of driving.
Of driving, which is why do we want that response? We don't want the responsibility, but we just want to make sure that the loved one that we see that's driving in the car mm-hmm. or driving in life at that moment, taking control of that situation, sees everything around them that we see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more so alerting. But when we do that, we have to make sure that even if we are backseat driving, because I'm not going to say backseat driving is bad.
Right. It's
almost like alerting you, hey, I'm looking out for you.
Right.
But we have to make sure we're saying it in a manner that doesn't make that person feel as if they're not being trusted.
Right. And it's not... not only that I'm looking out for you, but I'm looking out for us mm-hmm. ultimately, because now, just like being in a vehicle when our children were younger,
right,
it's all of us in the car.
Right.
So if I'm the responsibility behind the wheel and you're the eyes and you see something else, you're looking out for not only us, but our family.
Right.
And that's, again,
looking at through a different lens, not the same lens that you're looking through it. You're trying to get where you're going. Right.
So it's just the GPS. I want to get from this point to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, okay, now you got the GPS in your mind, focus, right. Set where we're going to go or where we're going. And I'm looking out for everything else that will allow our family to go together in the safest manner possibly to be successful.
So we look at the anxiety of it of trusting. Are we trusting our mate to especially for our men and our women? Like we say, men think women can't drive, you know. Is it a thing mentally that we don't feel like we're capable of making, you know, getting to the other side without each other's help?
Right. Yeah. You want to be in control. That's a part of control. You want to be in control and have that confidence of knowing I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's, we can't buck up against one another, because that's what that generates. So there is a pride piece that plays into that part that we have to be mindful of as well. And mm-hmm. we're human.
Right.
But we, again, have to change our perspective
mm-hmm.
of the whole alert, the whole nudge, the whole advice. The
doing
eagerness.
It in a way that is not offensive.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it in a way that is not offensive. And also for the person who's receiving or getting the advice, to not be in a defensive posture to receive it.
Because I know a lot of times if we're driving and I'm telling them, like, hey, babe, slow down. We could be on the road driving somewhere, and just by me saying slow down, you'll get very offensive. Mm-hmm. And our conversation that we may have been having beforehand kind of pulls back because maybe I'm saying it too much or making you feel as if I don't trust you, and that's not the case. I want you to let you know.
Oh, you brought up a good point. Mm-hmm. Like, see, this topic right here, backseat drivers, like we were saying, it is hitting on so many levels. Like, it correlates with a lot of things. And that could be a right then and there addressment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, baby, I'm sorry. What is it? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Kind of like setting that atmosphere to be able to say, well, what's going on?
But that's if you use tools ahead of time, mm-hmm, to be able to express yourself openly without another without your spouse getting upset. And this is stuff that you have to work on, because right, you can't just get to that from there, right, especially in the car. Don't do that, y'all. Don't argue in the car, because that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
So if you're in the car and I'm saying to you this, that, and the other, and trying to correct you on the way that you're driving, it's not taken offensive to, I'm not, you know, you won't take offense to me saying that I think you're inadequate in this area and I don't trust you in this area, and vice versa. Because when you correct me when I'm driving, it's not you don't really correct me when I'm driving. You try to be my eyes for me. This is how I get offended by it, because I feel like you're trying to be my eyes, mm-hmm, all the time. And I'm like, I can see, I can do, you don't, it's more like I'm feeling like you're mansplaining how we're going to get there on how to drive. But that's just me and something in my head going on that says, you get offended if he tells you how to do this, that, and the other in a certain tone.
Mm-hmm. And that's the part that I was talking about, mm-hmm, as well. It's like, is it really the action of the driver, or is what's triggering us, mm-hmm, is something that's deep in us?
And that's not all the time, because I don't like backseat drivers. I just let you know. I don't want you to tell me what aisle to go down, how to do this, that, and the other.
And that's in general.
In general. We all don't like backseat drivers. But this conversation is more, it takes a little bit farther out, mm-hmm, than just being a backseat driver. It opens up some things. And we all know when we get into a deeper conversation, mm-hmm, it pours out on the table. And it makes us use our tools.
Right. Makes us use our tools.
You have another thing you have to pull up? I see you pulling up something.
Oh, no. I was just getting my backseat driver thing ready. Just in case I need to hit the button again. Like.
So, what, the button that says backseat driving?
Backseat driver.
That's right. So, y'all, use these tools, y'all. Just kind of figure out, why do you have the anxiety when you're in the passenger seat? Especially with your spouse, why do you feel the need to navigate them through the streets of wherever you live? Because yeah, I'm sure they know the back alleys as well. But why do we say things to try to control the narrative when we're not driving?
Mm,
you know,
I like the way you laid that out.
Mm-hmm. So use the tools to help you talk about this issue, because it's something that you have to talk about before you get on the road.
Communication is key. And before we roll out of here, I just wanted to give big ups to my wife. Definitely, she's going to be speaking at the first brunch.
It's the Fresh Start Brunch.
Fresh Start Brunch.
It's in Wilmington, Delaware, this Saturday coming, or next Saturday coming.
Yeah, the next Saturday.
Next Saturday coming.
And I guess that will be this Saturday.
Right. Coming. With a couple of wonderful young ladies, experienced women. And we're going to be talking about health.
Yes.
You know, in the health, you know, talking about health. And so I'm so excited about this event coming up. And so I'm taking my mama and my sister, and I got a couple other family members that's going to be going. So I don't want no backseat driving there.
Oh, definitely.
I don't want no backseat driving while I'm driving there. So y'all hear this episode, remember to keep your mouth shut while I'm driving. But I'm just all in
just pray.
Fun. Just pray. Yeah, we're going to pray. But that's the reason why before you get in the car, you should be praying.
Mm-hmm.
You ahead of time to make sure you have a wonderful ride. So, let's just talk about, before we go, the backseat driving. That's one thing. But you know what I love about driving in a car with you?
tell me.
When we get to sing and like do things and have fun, it just we have done that before. But you know, when we get to like, just enjoy the ride.
Yes.
We enjoy the ride together. So when we get to enjoy traveling,
being on the road in the car, driving, taking a road trip. Yes, I understand. And I love it.
All right, y'all. Don't forget to hunk for peace in your relationship on that road. And, you know, find something that you can relate to together as you're driving together.
Yes.
You drive this relationship vehicle.
Yes. Drive the ooh, I like that. The vehicle of relationship. The
vehicle of relationship.
That's going to be a new workshop coming 2023, y'all.
2023. So, y'all, listen up. Go on the Way That I Love You podcast. Look at everything exciting that we're doing. Mm-hmm. Listen to the old episodes that you may have missed. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and share it with your friends. Like, subscribe on YouTube and anywhere that you podcast. We love you out there and we thank you.
Register for retreat.
Register for retreat. I love you, baby.
I love you too, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. See y'all next week.